to the Sweeney Connection with your host, Chad Henderson.
All right, we made it back. That's me. Welcome, everybody, to this latest episode of the Sweeney Connection to parents and campers. Camp Sweeney out there. Thanks for tuning in today. And, of course, I'm joined, as always, by Bob Cannon. Bob, how's it going?
Well, we had a Cowboys victory last night.
Yes, convincingly, yes. Yeah. Good victory.
We've got a warm day out here at camp mm-hmm. in the off season, and we have Dr. Way with us today.
Yes, we do. Nice, warm January day, and Dr. Way Winlow, or as everybody calls him, Way, right?
Yeah, just Way is fine, ever since I was a little kid.
There you go. And Way, as we begin today, sort of tell us, you know, your bio and how you got to Camp Sweeney and sort of give us your background.
Yeah, my first year at camp was actually 2009. So I was in med school from 2008 to 2012 and finished med school in Dallas, went to residency in Houston down at the Texas Children's Hospital down there, and then came back to Dallas in 2015 for endocrinology fellowship, which I finished in 2018. And then since then, I've been working as part of the endocrine department down in the Dallas Children's, which, for anyone who's seeing an endocrinologist in the Dallas area probably is familiar with. My first year at camp, I said, was back in 2009 as a junior med staff. It was basically, they told us, hey, here's a list of things that you can do after your first year of medical school. None of the other things really sounded appealing. And they're like, hey, there's this summer camp you can go work at and just hang out and, you know, learn a lot of cool medical knowledge that, particularly for a first-year med student where you've kind of just barely dipped your toes into the medical field, you don't have a whole lot of actual clinical experience. Sounded mm-hmm. like a great way to really kind of get some hands-on education that you can't really get from any of the other options we had at the time.
Yeah, well, is there anything you remember specifically about that very first summer?
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of things. I mean, that was Swine 09, so that will always stand out in my mind where, first and foremost, it was just a great experience from a learning standpoint, but also just, you know, to be here. And, you know, I love camp, and I can come back every year since then.
Did you grow up in Dallas, or how did you end up?
I grew up in Houston, actually. My family is still there now. The Dallas part was mostly just when I came here for med school. And, you know, Southwestern is a great medical school. They also have there's several across the state. A few more have recently popped. I think there's a newer one in Austin, if I remember right. I think actually one of our former counselors is a first-year medical student there now. But, yeah, med school was amazing. My sister also came to UT Southwestern 4 years before I did, so she kind of paved the way for me a little bit.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Well, talk about, you know, just working on med staff in general at Camp Sweeney and just sort of how to, you know, sort of working with the kids and how that impacts you.
The role of med staff, like anything else, has kind of evolved over the years, even in the relatively short time that I've been here, you know, compared to how long camps existed. You know, I'm sure Ernie, you know, when you hear Ernie talk about it back in the day where it was just like him and, you know, one other person, they were mm-hmm. running the whole thing and, you know, it was very different. They didn't have all the computer systems and the automated things automated the way we do now. But I think obviously the biggest responsibilities that we have are involved with the insulin dosing. You know, every day, every meal, we look at all the sugars for every cabin, every camper. We talk about if we need to make adjustments to their doses based on the sugars. And there's also a lot of adjustments made depending on sort of, you know, what's the special event is, what kind of meal we're having, if there's special considerations we take into. You know, as an example, Sundays, everybody tends to be a little bit higher, so we'll often adjust those doses, whereas, you know, some of the more active, you know, Hawaiian Falls or some of the other more active days, kids will tend to be, may tend to be a little bit lower if they're, you know, running around the whole time. Like the campfires, dances tend to have lower sugars than the talent show, for example. Mm-hmm. And that, of course, this being a diabetes camp, is one of the biggest things that we're responsible for. Quick plug, I will say for any campers out there listening, is if you have any opinions, please, by all means, come up to a med staff and talk to us. We love to hear from campers who are invested and say, hey, if you feel like you want more or less insulin, or you feel like you're running high or running low, come talk to us. You know, we do our best, but you know yourselves better than anybody. So we love it when campers come up and find med staff and say, hey, I want to make it to this change. And I would say most of the time, as long as you're not totally, you know, crazy out there with what you want to do, we'll say, yeah, we can try that and see what happens.
So sort of take us through a typical day as a med staff. Are there still kind of generally two shifts, or just kind of give us an overview?
Yeah. For the junior med staffs, at least, there definitely is a team of night rounders. So there's sort of usually three to four, depending on how many people we have on staff at the time, who are responsible for the ones being awake during the night and checking all the kids who need to have their sugars checked. And, you know, dealing with those as needed. And then for the day team, they kind of rotate throughout the year. So all the med staffers per session will usually have 5 to 6 days of being on the night round team. Whereas in the daytime, there's multiple periods where we have to be looking at blood sugars and adjusting doses, kind of essentially after every 1 to 2 meals. There's also a sick call in the morning, which is probably the other biggest thing that as medical staff, we kind of have a set responsibility for, which is obviously, you know, anytime a kid has any sort of medical questions, concerns, / symptom that they want to get checked out, they come up, assuming it's, if it's not emergent, of course. If it's emergent, we obviously deal with it, you know, in real time, but if they can schedule a sick visit in the morning, and anything from my throat hurts to ingrown toenails, we get a lot of, to just, you know, I rolled my ankle or something along those lines, just, you know, or just following up on, hey, maybe we saw you a couple of days ago. We want to check in, see if you're getting better, getting worse, those kind of things. And that really is one of the biggest, I think, pros for the med staffers themselves, is because, you know, again, these are mostly first year med students. I don't know if you know how medical school typically works, but usually the first 1.5 to 2 years is mostly classroom work. So there's mostly lectures, book learning, not a whole lot of hands-on, particularly during the COVID years, because they'll usually do at least a few like kind of standardized patients, which is like there's a script they get and they tell you their symptoms. You kind of look at them, but you know, it's like a good practice, kind of a walkthrough. But then they weren't doing a lot of that during COVID for obvious, you know, reasons. So I think camp for a lot of the med students is the first time they get to use their stethoscopes and listen and look in ears and actually examine a patient who's there for whatever complaint, and like, you know, feel like an actual clinic visit, if you will.
And just sort of give us some insight on, you know, what it's like for a future medical professional. You sort of mentioned a person that, you know, doesn't have to be going into that field necessarily, or we have to be good with kids, but it helps. But I mean, what about the people that is their purpose, and how does working on the med staff sort of fuel that and help them down that line? If they're going to be a pediatrician or a endocrinologist.
Yeah.
Or,
yeah. I mean, for me, obviously it was a big part into what I do now. Like, I probably wouldn't be doing what I do now if I hadn't come to Sweeney. Obviously don't expect every med staffer who comes through to end up being a pediatric endocrinologist, but,
When you started, you weren't sure what you were going to do yet?
When I started, I definitely knew I wanted to do pediatrics because I knew I liked working with kids. And I had a few like other summer camp jobs before that. I liked kids better than adults, and that still definitely holds true. When I see adult patients like on questions, I'm like, I don't care about, you know, 65-year-olds with high blood pressure and type 2. You know,
I'm only 64.
Yeah. I'll still see you. So I knew I wanted to do pediatrics, but the endocrinology part was nowhere near on my radar at the time. But for the, I think there's a lot of various things that are very helpful for the med staffers that makes Sweeney a bit of a unique experience. Again, first is that this is probably the earliest in their training you could get that real hands-on experience of seeing patients, you know, like I said, listening, you know, examining them, like, and not just standardized. But I think the other thing that is very worth mentioning is there is a lot of teamwork involved in running a place as enormous as Sweeney, both with the counselors and the med staff and all the other staff too. And in a lot of ways, it's not unlike working in a hospital. You know, you have your medical team hierarchy. You know, there's the junior med staff, there's the senior med staff, who you could almost think of like, you know, interns versus residents, and then the attending levels above them. The counselors, you know, similar to like, you know, in a hospital, the physicians write the orders, but it's the nurses who are giving the shots and, mm-hmm. you know, giving out the medications. That's kind of what the counselors are doing. And there is a lot of importance to the to learning how to work in that setting and not just getting along with people, because that's obviously important, but there's it's a valuable experience both from a medical knowledge, but also kind of learning how that system and working within a large multidimensional team works.
Yeah, and I just think, you know, obviously the med staff is a big cog in this wheel we have here at Camp Sweeney. And, you know, as you get going and your systems are going good and you've got senior med staff, and I just wonder about the turnover, you know, during the summer. Do you sometimes have 5 or 8 senior med staff, you know, go do something else and then new people come in? And how often does that happen and how many people, you know?
There's usually not too much turnover. Part of it is the past several years they've had med staff agree to be here for the whole summer.
Okay.
When I first started, it was actually we signed up for 2 out of the 3 right. sessions, okay. which gotcha. Was nice because I actually went on vacation during first session, then came for second and third. But for the most part, we have a set group, and some of that is a little dependent on especially if we're having medical students from other medical schools whose class schedules, like when their next year starts, may be different from Southwestern, which is where we've typically gotten most of our medical students. So particularly during third session, there's oftentimes a little bit of using what we call the legacy staff to kind mm-hmm. of bridge the gaps when we're running a little bit low on med staff.
All right. Talking with Dr. Wei, and I've got some more questions about some relationships you have here at camp from your office back in Dallas too. And we'll talk more about that right after this.
Camp Sweeney is more than just a camp. It's a place where young people with diabetes can develop the skills they need to live long and healthy lives. Our campers participate in a program that offers them a wide variety of activities, including archery, swimming, challenge course, hiking, and canoeing. While participating in these activities, our campers build self-confidence, develop new skills, and meet people their own age who also have diabetes. And let's not forget, a session at Camp Sweeney is a lot of fun. If you'd like to change the life of a child by sponsoring him or her to attend our camp, please contact Southwestern Diabetic Foundation at 940-665-2011 or log on to www.campsweeney.org. We're a nonprofit organization. Camp Sweeney is where friendship begins and never ends. And now, back to the Sweeney Connection, a presentation of Camp Sweeney and KPFC-FM, and your host, Chad Henderson.
All right, back on the Sweeney Connection, Bob Cannon. I'm Chad Henderson, and visiting with Wei today. And Dr. Wei, I know you have a lot of patients back in Dallas that attend Camp Sweeney, mm-hmm. and so you've got a lot of relationships there. And just talk about what that's like, and because you get to see, you know, the impact of Camp Sweeney firsthand mm-hmm. in their blood sugars and their health.
Yeah, obviously, over the years, as I've been practicing longer, I've had more and more kids who are patients of mine come to camp. And it is definitely one of the things I like to talk about, particularly because I think, kind of backing up a little bit. So in endocrinology, there is a lot of non-diabetes things. There are a lot of other hormonal things we deal with, but I enjoy type 1 and I like talking about it, and particularly when you have those newly diagnosed families, I feel like that's one of the times where I really do feel the most helpful in not just providing kind of knowledge, but also reassurance that, you know, you can do this. And I think having Sweeney is something to talk about is also very helpful, because there's so many benefits, not just from a like medical A1C perspective. And, you know, as Ernie's has said multiple times, is a lot of kids who are, let's just call it, say, poorly controlled or not as well controlled as we would like, a lot of them do better, I think, being in this environment with the emphasis and also just that overarching social support and that kind of attitude of, hey, it is important to take care of your diabetes, because it is. But I think a lot of the benefits are also just related to the support structure that camp provides. And, you know, everybody has friends that they know, people they know better at camp. And I think they have little groups, you know, those little duos and trios are like, these are the besties. They're always together. Mm-hmm. But I think overall, anybody is always willing to help out anyone else from camp, regardless of whether you know them super well or not. And I think that's kind of what I emphasize for the newly diagnosed patients. Maybe not right at first, because a lot of them are a little still kind of shell-shocked at everything that's been going on. But, mm-hmm. Over the next couple of weeks to months, it's something that I like to talk about. And Ernie's also obviously one of our physicians who sees our patients with type 1, something that we're all working to try and talk about more, because I think it does sometimes get a little bit lost amongst talking about all the other medical things, but it's really almost just as important as purely from a, hey, what am I doing to your doses discussion about, trying to get these kids to come to camp too.
Yeah, and you sort of already touched on it, but yeah, that was kind of my next question is, are there generally, some major things that you see impacts on a child that comes to Camp Swinney for the first time ever, before versus after? Is there anything that kind of just jumps out,
Mm-hmm. My favorites are the ones, like I remember specifically a girl who I think about a year ago was diagnosed, and she came to camp last summer. She was, I think, Dillard-ish age and was... immediately kind of became besties with another first-time camper. She was actually from somewhere, some other state. I think Denver. We have a little collection of Denver people mm-hmm. coming out. And like there, at her next visit, she was talking about how they were like best friends. She was like going to fly down and visit her over some break or something like that. And they're like, planning for next year. And I think seeing those and like that real life, that camp experience translate to the real world mm-hmm. beyond just the walls of camp is great to see. And I think that's one of those things that also helps keep people when, because there are times where their diabetes is, you feel like, hey, I've kind of got this, it's going okay. But there's always going to be those days where you feel like you can't do anything right. And it's so frustrating and it's so hard. And like that's when those kids really need and to have someone who's been in that same situation to talk to. And I tell families, like, I know your parents love you, you have friends at school, but nobody really knows what it's like dealing with it unless you deal with it. And I mm-hmm. think having those other camp friends, or anyone else, doesn't have to come to camp, but someone else with type 1 to talk to and vent, and even just, a lot of campers will also, share Dexcoms with each other. They'll be like, hey, you're low, like you should get on it, or you're high, you got to take some Slin. I think that's that translation from the camp environment being brought into the real world and actually making a difference.
Well, with the new Sutton Medical Center opening this summer, I just wonder, how do you foresee that sort of changing what med staff does in their role and their daily duties? Because mm-hmm. I know there's a lot of technology involved in that new medical center. So,
yeah, I haven't seen the inside. The outside looks large. It's definitely bigger than the old hospital.
Yes.
And I think that's actually a good illustration of sort of the next step. And, obviously Ernie and the other medical directors are thinking about that, about how can we best utilize the latest and newest technology and devices, because more and more people are getting on CGMs. I think really at this point, barring insurance refusing to pay for it, like we really want every kid with type 1 to be on a CGM. The closed loop pumps are becoming more and more increasingly used, and that's actually one of our metrics, is we're trying to get more of our patients onto the closed loop systems. But now the technology is better, and so how can we actually use that at camp? Because it would make a lot of things could potentially be better, easier, safer. If we in a dream perfect world, if we had a big screen that could just show us like every kid at camp's CGM tracing, we could mm-hmm. just be like, oh, this kid's running low, this kid's going high, and that, but that's how to do that is definitely a challenge.
We've definitely built the facility for it.
Yeah, that was definitely. I know Ernie was definitely in the, and that's one of the things he was thinking about when they were talking about and designing the new hospital.
The main room in the bottom floor looks like a NASA control center.
The idea was to have it be kind of like the central hub and like a brain where you can kind of monitor everyone.
Yeah, it's gonna be good.
Yeah, I'm excited for the new hospital.
Me too. It is quite large.
Yeah, definitely. I'm going to go check it out after this and kind of take a look at it.
Well, is there anything specific that you're looking forward to this upcoming summer?
I mean, it's always the same excitements, right? You know, you seeing the campers that you do know come back. Obviously, you're older. A few campers that I knew who graduated are coming back as counselors, which is always nice. Hopefully, I don't know the whole list, but hopefully more of all the ones I hope will come back. The hospital, obviously, is always exciting. And I think it's just, you know, it's always a, you almost in some ways, like people that are regular camp people, you kind of, you're timing wise, it's like, but there's camp and then there's between camp, you know, like life right. during the summer is very different than life not during the summer, you know, and it's just it's a fun time. And there's always a lot of work and a lot of effort that goes into it. And
you end up spending quite a bit of time here in the summer.
Yeah. Yeah. Most of the attendings who come out will come, we have like a scheduled week of being like the attending, and they usually try to pair us with at least one other attending as well. And oftentimes we try to pair like an endocrinologist with a non-endocrinologist so that there's a little bit of, you know, kind of bridging some of the mm-hmm. knowledge gaps. But I also come out just on my free time too. You know, if I have weekends off, I'll be here in the summer.
Yeah. There's one thing I was thinking about asking, a few questions ago was it must be rewarding to see some of these kids that come in, number one, that see you at Children's, but then come to camp and then they go off into the medical profession. Mm-hmm. That's happened a lot, hasn't it?
Yeah, there's definitely, I can definitely think of at least a couple campers who I knew, you know, back in like 09, 10, went to med school. A few of them have even come as med staff who are now off in, yeah. you know, residency and practicing. And it's like, well, it's very cool just in general to watch, you know, everyone kind of grow up and come into their own. And
you know, if you started in 09, you've seen quite a few kids go through here.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
actually, I was actually just thinking about this the other day. And I kind of break down my time almost into like four separate eras right now. You know, there's sort of 09 to like 13, you know, this back when, like, you know, kind of Quinlan was here, Paul mm-hmm. Price, they were seniors my first year, like okay. Beth Harper, some other people you might know, mm-hmm. and they kind of graduated, and then there's sort of another group that graduated in like 17, 18, and then, you know, sort of this next batch, you know, I kind of like kids that I know who are graduating, and then there's all the, you know, the younger ones are getting older, but I feel like I'm entering like my fourth Sweeney era almost.
you're in the fourth Marvel universe.
Yes. Phase four. Of my,
you're pretty prolific on being in a lot of the photos. We do dances and stuff. And I started doing photos in 2009, so I've probably captured all of your memories and moments.
I was pretty sparse the first few years. You know, I didn't have your. I remember the very first time I was actually made the banquet night video. I was super excited to be on there. I also remember the days when they used to do the, you remember the cabin pearls, of course, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Those were good times.
Yeah.
Any final thoughts?
No, not from me.
Yeah. No. Appreciate you guys having me. Happy to talk. And, you know, we, as med staff, another plug for med staff, too, is, you know, most of the time, the med staffers who come do enjoy, you know, hanging out with kids, and most of them do at least have some degree. Like very, very rarely is it someone just doesn't like kids and wants to come work at a children's camp, of course. So, you know, for all you campers out there, if you see the med staff, you go say hi, introduce yourself. And, you know, they love talking to the kids. They'd rather be out there playing, but, you know, they got their work that they have to do beforehand. But we try to give them time to also go out and have fun too, because that's part of what the appeal is.
All right, very cool. Well, it'll be here before you know it, no doubt about it.
Yeah,
summer coming. 2023.
It's coming like a steam train.
Yeah, that's right.
We're closer to the next summer than they were last summer, right, by this
yeah,
point?
Yeah, so. Yeah, pretty much. All right, well, for everyone who's been a part of this one on the Sweeney Connection, technical producer is Joe Langwell and co-host Bob Cannon. And Dr. Way, thank you so much for being here today.
Yep,
and I'm Chad me. Henderson, and Camp Sweeney, you stay connected.
The preceding program has been a presentation of Camp Sweeney and KPFC-FM. No portion of this broadcast may be reproduced or distributed
without the express written permission of Camp Sweeney. This is your announcer, Everett Caldwell, wishing you a good night from Camp Sweeney. You're listening to KPFC-FM 91.9, serving Kalispell, Gainesville, and the entire Sweeneyland area.